Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
You are tuned in to God's Gift Through His Word with your lovely host, T. Drake. I am here to bring you a podcast that's going to inspire, uplift, encourage, and hopefully give you a little bit of information and inspiration. So tune in. We're going to enjoy this journey together through the Word, through a little bit of my life's journey, and we'll be talking about a whole bunch of different things. So stay tuned. You guys are in for an amazing inspirational ride. This is your girl, T. Drake. Stay tuned. God bless.
You are now listening to God's gift through His Word with Miss T. Drake. It's God's gift through His Word with Tanika Drake. Tanika, tell them about God, girl.
Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Please enjoy God's gift through His Word and celebrate a new season of 5 years tuning in.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday to you. So I hope you're having a great, great day. So listen, listen, listen. For all my podcasting fam and all my podcasting listeners, I have been recording. So don't think I haven't been here. I've been recording, and obviously some of you have been listening and tuning in on Wisdom. So in the mornings, I've been doing my Wisdom, and I'm taking my time to get things over here. So I am going to do the best I can to get things over here. I did do one this morning, so I just want to let you guys know that later on today, I'm going to put up the Friday morning one. So I hope that when you guys hear it, you'll enjoy it, and it will encourage and uplift your heart, and hopefully things that you're going through, you can still see how the Lord is very excellent. So I hope you're going to have an amazing day and Friday. Enjoy today's message. God bless and have an amazing day today.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Because I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. 'Cause your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is light. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus.
You are listening to the God Gift Through His Word with Danica Drake. This is your friend and former media broadcasting entrepreneur in podcasting, Joby B. And you are here. And she will be back right after this message. Stay tuned.
God's gift through His Word, and here is your host, T. Drake, and be sure to tune in on your favorite podcast platform daily for more inspiration.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your girl, T. Drake, and of course, this is an extension, of course, God's gift through His Word. Eventually, I'll go back old school and do some podcast straight from, of course, app over there and do my recordings and get all this stuff transferred over. And you guys know my whole struggle with that. Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in. So today, since we had just finished up Habakkuk, I don't know how long we'll be in the Psalms, but for me, sometimes when I do what I do and I share what I share, sometimes there's been reflection I've had from going through something or something or other that I'm needing to like get my mind focused back on the Lord. And that was apparent for me on yesterday. So I will talk more about that because, you know, that's what we do over here in these streets. We have prayer. We have some scripture. Then we have a little bit of commentary, a little chit chat. And then I'll let you guys back to your day. So that's what we're going to do. That is the game plan, the only plan that we have over here, which is super awesome.
unless I do something later, but that's my plan for this morning. So we are going to be in Psalm 8. It's not a very long passage per se, but it will definitely talk about the Lord, and it will just profess his excellence, because God is excellent. The Lord our God is amazing. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get right into this short yet powerful passage. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this amazing day, Lord God, and another time, Lord, to commune with you, to talk about you, Lord, speak of your excellence and how, Lord God, everything in this world that you have created speaks to, Lord, your glory. Lord, may I continue to serve and to do, Lord, as you would have me to do. Lord, I just pray that the Holy Spirit lead and guide me. You go, Lord, I thank you that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Lord, for those that are listening, let it also light up their path, Lord, and may they trust wholeheartedly in you, not leaning on their own understanding, but Lord, the Holy Spirit living within them, Lord God, that you'll lead them, guide them, show them, Lord God, and let them go. Father, you're all of this earth. So Lord, as I share on today, let something that is shared, Lord God, really just touch Spirit, and let it just sit that they can meditate on your word. Lord, I thank you, your word, and I thank you, Lord, for your grace. It's an unmerited favor that I can't. Lord, I thank you for your mercy, for that you don't give me what I definitely deserve. And I thank you for what the Lord Jesus did on that cross, Lord God. He was the propitiation, the substitute for death, Lord God, and gave everything. Lord God, I thank you that I'm a blood-bought believer, and I thank you, Lord, that I can share me to be a good seed planter each and every day. Go about my way, and Lord, let me focus on you and not as much on the cares of this world. In the name of your son Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, so welcome into those that are coming in right now, and I may not have seen you, but hello and welcome in. So, like I stated, I do a lot of scriptures, as you guys know, and I read a lot of them because since my podcast is called God's Gift Through His Word, how crazy would that be for me to say I read the Bible and then I'm just going off the cuff and not reading it? Foul play, Auntie Drake. She said she reads the word, but she's not even reading the Bible. Like, I'm not listening to her. That's fake. She's fake news. She's fake news. She's not reading from the Bible. See, that's what people would expect, right? And they do, and they get that. So if they ever came over, like, so I'm reading from the Word, and like, so what passage? I don't know. Just the Bible says that you should be good to everyone. And yeah, that's what it says. Like, well, what book that come out of? I don't know. Somewhere in the Bible, the Bible's got a ton of books. Just go read one. I'm sure it says that somewhere in there. It does not. You're so fake right now. I thought you were going to read from the Word. Well, I thought I was too, but I just can tell you what's on the top of my head, and you just go with that. Boo! So, yeah, I learned that in the very beginning when I will have a short story with you guys, because I do a lot of story times too. When I first created my podcast, and I thought, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to do gossip? Am I just going to talk about news? Like, what am I going to talk about that I can continuously talk about? Because even for me, sometimes I get bored with the celebrity stuff. Excuse me. As much as it's out there, well, I don't want to hear about it all the time. And sometimes it gets, like, dry for me. Like, okay, that's already been talked about. And it's more just gossip and just talking about people's lives that I have nothing to do with that, right? So I said, well, what can I talk about and sustain? I mean, what could I do and continue to do it and not be bored with it, not get tired of it? Something that's passionate to me. What can I talk about? I can talk about the Word. And for a minute, I paused. Like, talk about the Bible? Like, wait a minute. Nobody's going to be able to hear that. Not me trying to psych myself out, not doing what the Lord already told me to do, right? Not me already trying to be disobedient from the jump. I was like, I don't know if that's such a good idea. I probably shouldn't do that. Maybe I should think about doing something else. I'm like, yeah, no. And it kept sitting there. So 5 years later, here I am, still yet in the Word, still sharing that, sharing stuff about domestic violence, still sharing stuff about military sexual trauma, still sharing stuff about my family and the traumas and the abuses, all that, because I found that all those experiences, I have to be in my Word. If I wasn't, I probably would have literally not been very sane, because I don't know, for some of you that may have heard or not, my family is kind of extreme. They're extreme with the way they are for me, and nobody would ever see that because they don't act like that in person. But the things I've had to deal with them and others, you know, as we have to deal with life in general, sometimes things are hard, like they're real hard. And you try to find solace, you're trying to find some way to comfort yourself. And, you know, sometimes reading good books, that's good too, right? But for me, the best book that I need to turn to is, of course, the Word. So it's hard to do that. It's hard to really do that and not have that. And that's it. So when I share with you guys, and I share often, I remember that when I was starting this, and we're going to get into the scripture too, like you're talking for a long time. And that's another thing that I do too, because the podcast, I found for me that if I'm able to speak out whatever it is, it helps other people. It does. It helps other people. And that is, thank you, Chuck. I appreciate you. That is something that I found that I didn't know. I didn't know at the time when I was doing and starting my podcast, I didn't think it was helping anyone. I thought, you know, I get one person, yay, hooray. I got one person for the rest of my 5 years. Okay. Well, apparently that wasn't the only person that tuned in. And when people hear, I don't know that what I'm doing matters. And then I started to see that the Word has power for those who are listening. And I just never knew that. And it was perplexing to me because I was like, no, these people can't be wanting to hear about the Word. I mean, look at how the world is. Like, everybody likes to hear about demonic stuff. Everybody wants to hear about Satan. Everybody wants to hear about, like, evil things. Like, why in the world would it want to come to the light? It already even says in the Word that men prefer darkness. I mean, they want to hear people getting stabbed and murdered and killed. Like, that's like sensational. Why do they want to hear about the glory of God? Why do they want to hear that they're a sinner and they need to say, why would they want to hear about that when they can hear about all this crazy depravity and debauchery out here? People wanting to change their sex and all kind of stuff. They want to hear about that. They want to fight about that. They want to argue about that. They want to hear about the wars and the rumors of wars. They want to hear about that. They don't want to hear about God's grace and mercy. Boy, was I wrong. I was wrong because I didn't know how much the Word was helping me as well as I conveyed what I've gone through. You know, it's one thing when, you know, and at the time I'm a divorced person now, but as I said, it's that one time when it was, I can recall it too. It was in March of 2016. And that night, my, at that time, husband was so angry and furious with me because he had been, right? And I was in a domestically violent marriage at that time for a long period, for me anyway. And he put his two hands around my throat and started to squeeze. And I had my phone. Of course, you know, I did my struggle to get out, get away from him, and I did. But after that, and sometimes I wonder if that's why my throat picks up every now and again, because of that. And he squeezed, you know, got these big hands. So after that, I knew at that time, you know, if he had done what he wanted to do, I wouldn't be here. That is a grace. That is a mercy. Some people don't understand how very violent and evil and wicked domestic violence is. And then they say the statement, well, you should have packed up your stuff and left. And I get the sentiment, right? However, you got to be in the thing to understand. And there are multiple reasons people do not leave. And there are multiple reasons they have to figure out, especially if you're a person in the marriage, whether you're the woman or the man. If you don't have the income, where are you going? You're going to go to a shelter. And then what happens after that? See, that they tell you how to leave, right? In a form of fashion, of sort of way, like you need to leave. But they kind of don't give you the steps of how to do that. Especially when they say to you, leaving is the worst time, because that's when the person wants to literally kill you. And they will literally find you, hunt you down, and end you. People don't believe that's true. Look at all the people that have passed by the hands of the person that knew them, right? And so for a long time, I was like, I don't think I can do this. I don't know. And it literally took the Lord to bring me out of that thing. And it's like, I could go everywhere. I literally could go anywhere I wanted to go, and I could drive wherever I wanted to go. However, my mind was still trapped. It was still trapped. So that was kind of crazy. Maybe I might have to do that one later. I might have to do that one on a different day, Israel, but I will keep that one in mind, okay? So after all of that, it was hard for me to not really talk about the Lord and his goodness and his mercy. It was hard for me not to do that when I could have been dead and gone. So I wanted to focus on some of this stuff. And as we go through this scripture, and as I talk and I share, sometimes you'll find out why, right? You look at your life like, man, God has been good to me. Because if that thing had happened, I wouldn't be here. If this had ended up, I wouldn't be here. So I'll share another story time while we're going through this. But we're going to go ahead and jump into Psalm 8. And I will read it. And then I'll have some more story time and commentary, because that's what your girl T. Drake does. So let's go ahead and we shall read. And it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Amen. The Lord God is amazing. Thank goodness for the Lord being who he is. And I'm thankful every day. And welcome in, welcome in, welcome in to those who are tuning in right now. And for those who are tuning in later, welcome in. So for me, I don't know if you've ever looked over your life and just thought, man, I went through this thing, and thank you, Lord, I'm here. And then you wake up one day and you look at the sky, and it's a lot bluer than you remember. You look at the grass, it's a lot greener than you remember. Like, the colors are more vibrant. If you've ever seen that, I see it like that all the time. Like, look out the window right now, and the very blue, blue sky is a lot brighter blue to me. Maybe because I've almost lost my life a time or two, so things look more vibrant to me. not only having come in contact with almost death through domestic violence when I was younger at the age of 13, my family was involved in a car accident. It was a hydroplane. So it literally rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled and crushed my grandfather. And he was taken from us, but everyone else survived and lived. And I was here. My 13th birthday was a hydroplane car accident. Not like I have anything against the number 13, but it is what it is, right? So that near-death experience as well almost took me out, but by the grace of God, I am yet here. So I remember I told somebody about that story. I think it was a pastor, and he's not a pastor that I know. He's not even a pastor I was trying to get to know. He was just some random pastor. I don't even know how I came in contact with him anyway, but I told him about my story. He's like, so what? That was that time. Who cares? So what do you know about God now? I was like, what the? What kind of pastor are you? And I was like, yeah, no. So some people don't understand those things. They have impact on you. They really do. Because what if something would have happened within your lifetime and there was something that was supposed to take you out, period. There was something that you kind of knew, man, this is it. Like, I am going to see my Lord and my Maker. Like, this is the end. But for some reason, God's providential hand said that's not going to be. God had gave you, provided that grace and mercy right there. And like, no, that didn't happen. So for me, I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for my life every day because, like some of you know, I live with a condition. I'm HIV positive. I make no qualms about it. I don't hide that. You can research it online. You'll see a whole bunch of stuff on it because I used to speak and be an advocate for that back when I was like 26 years old. I went traveling around the country speaking about HIV and getting tested and knowing your status because someone didn't do that to me. So I was angry about it. But instead of going out and like trying to attack him, which would have been my, you know, my recourse, like, oh my gosh, I should like really hurt you because like what? But instead of that, I wanted to do something bigger than just myself. And I went around speaking about that and doing my advocacy on that. There's still stigma around it, of course. And those are from people that, of course, are not educated about it. But as I continue my life, I'm here for a purpose and a reason. And yesterday, pardon me, my throat is still recovering. For those of you that were listening to me like some weeks ago, my throat was in a very sad place. It was in a very, very sad place. I could barely speak, but I had to keep talking because my job requires it. So it's like I couldn't be quiet enough. So I was like, Lord, just please heal my voice. So I know he's working on it because I can tell it's getting stronger. And before I just sound like I'm forcing whispers, like it just wasn't good, right? So anyway, on yesterday, I kind of had that reflection because I've decided that right now is the perfect time for me to work out some things for therapy. And I know that sometimes within my demographic of my kind of people, my African-American beautiful people, and maybe people in general that, you know, seeking out therapy, man, I wouldn't talk to nobody about no problems, like my business is my business and blah, blah, blah. But me, I've come to the realization, like, I can't work like that anymore. I had to, like, put that whole narrative down. I'm like, no, we got to get this stuff up and out because I'm looking for future and I'm looking for to be better than I am. So I definitely want to know that I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better mother. And eventually, if I get married again, I want to be a better wife. But I can't do that having all that baggage. And so when I read this psalm, I'm thinking that the Lord is excellent because he provides all these things for me. His creation is beautiful. He provides the air I breathe, everything. Just looking at the beautiful sun that he set and the stars and the moon, just everything. I don't want to worship those things, right? I don't want to worship his creation, but I appreciate and love what he has created. And when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I'll catch the sunrise and that hue of orange and light yellows just rising up. It's beautiful. Like, the Lord is the best painter in the world because everything that he has is so colorful. If we say God didn't like color, of course he does. Like, look at all the colors of the rainbow and the people. Like, the people. His people and the different types of fish. Like, all these different things I haven't even seen. That's so many colorful fish. Like, the Lord is majestic in how he moves and how he created even each of us. He individually created you with the attitude you have, the disposition you have, the way that you talk, the way that you move, the way that you are, your being of you. He took the time to create you individually and like, yep, this is what I want for this person here. I'm going to make a Sarah, and this is how Sarah's going to be. Yep, she's going to have this kind of attitude. She's going to have this many strands of hair. She's going to have this eye color. She's going to be this height. She's going to be this, this, and this. Bam, there's my Sarah. He's like, oh, and this is another Sarah, but she's not going to be like this Sarah. This is this kind of Sarah. She's going to be like this, 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 and this. Like, God intentionally made every single thing here, including us, which is something that is wonderful because you can see the differences. You can see everything. How amazing is God? How excellent is he? That is not a revelatory thing. That is amazing to me. Just to like look at everything like, Lord, how did you do that? Like, you made all my digits in the pieces of my skin and you connected me. You made me to have two arms. You didn't want me to have like 25 of each side. Like, you didn't want me to have 25 arms and flannel. Like, God has specifically made us a certain way in his image, right? Create us in the image and his likeness, which is beautiful. The Lord is excellent. So yesterday, as I was sharing, like I said, we're going to have commentary and going back and forth like I do. If you ever heard my podcast, God's Gift Through His Word, which I got to get back over there to do it and take all this stuff over there. But that's what I do. I normally have a lot of commentary and talk. So yesterday, as I was speaking to my therapist, I had a prompt that she wanted me to talk about. It's actually a book. I haven't even gone to find the book. I don't even know where the book is. And I don't even know if I'm going to read the book. But it was called What My Mother and I Don't Talk About. So as crafty as I am and as creative as I am, I had this black page journal that I wrote in. And I wrote about everything that we don't talk about because I don't have a great relationship with my mother, and it's just what it is. And I call it, I'm going to just radically accept that, not trying to change it. That's just what it is for me. So I recall when I was writing and she asked me, so did that make you feel better? How did you feel about it? And I found that God's hand has been on me even since the time of the womb. Because for me, one day my mother had let me know, I don't know, maybe she's just angry, I don't know, pissed off or something, I have no idea. And she said, you know, I wanted to abort you. I was almost like, I wanted to, like, the heck? What kind of conversation topic is that? Like, who tells their child that, right? You know, I wanted to abort you. You know, and I understand people have their viewpoints on abortion. You can imagine what side I'm on. And I'm not making this political. You can just imagine the side I'm on from the conversation I had with my mother. And she's like, yeah, I wanted to abort you. And I'm like, okay, but you're here. Yeah, I'm here. Thank God that he wanted me here. Because you didn't want me here. And I found for myself, I was looking for my biological father because I have a dad that adopted me, right? And he's an amazing man. He took on a child that wasn't his. So, of course, kudos to him. And he's amazing in that regard. He still has his ways. But in that part, I give him amazing credit because he didn't have to raise me. I'm not his blood. But I did find my biological father, who's also a military man. And my dad, who I have now, is a military man, Air Force, the biological father's Navy. Well, anyway, I talked to him, found him, and I was like, yeah, so I'm your daughter. And he's like, what? And at the time when I, you know, found him, it was my brother, who I don't know, who was in prison. That's on my father's side, right? I'm finding out all this stuff. He's like, let's just call dad. And when I talked to him, and he's on the phone with me from prison to the biological father, He's like, "Yeah, dad." And I could tell like he was using me like some kind of get back at his father, our father kind of thing. He's like, "Yep." And he's like, "So this woman is your daughter." He's like, "What? Is this a game?" He's like, "Right. This is a game. She's just saying that her DNA came up and she just came out of the woodworks out of nowhere and we're playing a prank." He's like, "No, dad, this is real." It's like he was saying, "This is another one of your kids coming out the woodwork." I just, the way that he said it, "No, dad, this is real." I'm like, okay. What did I, not knowing who this man is really, just knowing about his name and finding him, not knowing what I walked into, and he's in prison, locked up for whatever he did, you know? And his my biological father said to me, "You're my child." I say, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, I don't know. I can't claim it. I can't claim it. I can't claim it." I was like, "You can't claim it. You can't claim me. What do you mean?" I was like, "So my mother wanted to get rid of me to wipe out probably her interaction with him, and he didn't want to claim it." I was like, "Okay, so what's the deal? Like in the middle of you not wanting, you wanted to wipe me out, and you not want to claim it. How do y'all even meet?" Trying to figure out the backstory. And every time I would ask my mother about that, guess what? She would have a conniption. She would fall out, be upset, be angry, like drop it, don't talk about it. I'm like, "Listen, listen." And I'm in my early 40s. I said, "Listen, listen, listen. Whatever you did back then, okay. I'm just trying to figure out for myself. I'm trying to put the pieces together for a puzzle for me because as I've grown up and been growing, I always felt half of me. I've always felt like a part of me is missing. Yes, I have a dad, but you already told me he's not my father. So I want to know about this man. I want to know where he came from. How y'all meet? Don't y'all leave him, but don't talk about it. Don't talk. Okay. You know, and that's where I find I have to jump in the word often. Often, you know why? Because God wanted me. God didn't say, "You know what? Can't claim it. I don't want you." No, Jesus died for me even before I even knew who he was. He shed his blood. He bought me. He paid the price for my sins. He will never leave me nor forsake me. And he wanted me. He loved me that much. And for each of you, he loves you that much. So when people turn their back on you, they can't claim you. They don't want you. They want to distance themselves from you. Fine. No. Loves you so much, gave his son for you. Even though, even maybe now, you don't want to be a part of him. You don't want to have anything to do with this so-called God, this Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have anything to do with him. Still and yet and still died for you, even as your enmity to God, and you hate him. Even in that, he still died for you. Believe and confess. Believe in your with your heart and confess Lord and that God raised him up from the dead. He saved. Nothing being forced, just coming to the understanding that you chose that. And even though some of us think we chose Jesus, he had already chose us. He already elected some of us. He already selected some of us. And as hard as it might be to understand it, grasp, maybe it's not your time to understand who he is just now. But it is always my prayer that you come to know him, because even going through your own life and your own challenges, many, 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 some are not even able to share because it's that hurtful, it's that painful, it's that ugly. And it causes them some shame and some guilt. They don't even want to speak about it. But listen, God loves you, and you are deserving of a God who's never leaving you. Here he is to provide in him being so excellent and all that he has made and created. Who is he that he is? I love verse 4. What is man? Who am I? Teen Drake, who am I that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? You care about me, Lord. I mean, me? I'm a peon. I'm nothing special. Nothing at all. I mean, literally, I wasn't even supposed to be here except for God interrupted, disrupted people's plans, their plans, which is beautiful. No matter what you're going through, if God's got something that you're supposed to do, whatever it is, there's no man, no demon, no devil in hell that can stop it. That plan can't be thwarted, only unless God wants it to stop. So whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, let nobody say, well, you can't do that. I don't think you should do that. I don't think you should read that. I don't think you should write that. I don't think you should paint that. I don't think you should rap about that. Listen, I'm going to need you to have several seats down to the left side of the corner that says the exit. Right there. You can pop a squat right there, because I'm not listening. Gone are the days when we allow people to dictate what we do, how we do, when we do, how we move. Gone are the days. The only person that should matter to you is you and God. Like, listen, I'm going to do what I want to do, and you don't get to dictate to me. You're not God. You don't get to tell me. I trust in the Lord. Well, I don't know that's going to work out. Okay. Well, if it doesn't work out, that would be too bad for me, right? That'll be too bad for me. If what I want to do, it doesn't work out, then it wasn't in God's plan. That's just it. But I don't need you over here jumping down my throat because you don't believe I should do something and you want to tell me what to do. No. And I'm saying that generally because there's a lot of people that want to do that. And it's crazy. Like, you might be talking to someone. Someone jumps in your conversation. Well, T. Drake, I heard you want to do some kind of event. If I were you, I wouldn't. First of all, you're not me, number one. So you can't tell me. Like, you need to stop. And I wish people would be kind enough to just let people live and let people do what they want to do. If you're on Wisdom and you're talking, cool. And somebody's like, they catch you. If I were you, I wouldn't be on Wisdom sharing my business out like that. Stop. Listen, stop. Stop it. Like, you don't. Which is funny to me when people say, don't do something. They're clearly not the ones doing it. Like, you're not even on the app. Yeah, but if I was, but you're not though. If you were, but you're not. You're not though. And it's always mind-boggling me that the people that want to dictate to us as individuals, like what not to do, and they're not even doing the very thing they're telling us not to do. Like, you want to tell podcasters not to podcast. Don't say that on your podcast. Are you podcasting? No, I wanted to, but I'm just telling you, no. Stop. Like, we're not, don't, no. I'm going to need you to stop telling others what they can and cannot do. Once again, you're not God. You're definitely not excellent. So I'm going to need you to stop it. I've decided for myself, I'm not going to let people do that. I used to once upon a time, T. Drake used to. I used to listen like, you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe this whole podcasting thing is not going to work out. Maybe this whole sharing about the Lord is not going to work out. Maybe putting my business out there in the street is not going to work out. And it's not your business in the street. It's, people want to say, it's called a testimony. And people have a testimony. But because they're too ashamed of their testimony, they won't share it. They won't share what God's done in their life. So guess what? That story that they say is putting your business in the street, it's a testimony. That's what it is. You're supposed to be testifying about God's glory within your life. But because they're ashamed of what they've been doing, they want to testify how God brought them out of it. You shouldn't do it. If I were you, I wouldn't write that book because nobody needs to know you're a survivor of domestic violence. Is that what you want to be? I remember my brother. He would say that to me. He's like, you know what, T? I wouldn't do that. Do you really want to be the poster girl of domestic violence? I mean, seriously, why don't you talk about something else? There's something you can play video games. I was like, listen. That's not my thing. I don't play video games. and don't even enjoy watching you play video games. So no, I understand video games are for certain people, but apparently I'm too old in my young 40s to even enjoy it. So no, I won't be talking about that. You have a podcast about video games. What that look like, me talking about video games, and I have no clue what goes on in them. I don't even watch them. So I will be sitting up here talking about what I couldn't even do one series, not even half of a second of a podcast on video games. No. And because people don't want to acknowledge some things. And I realize why my brother didn't want me to talk about it. I realize. And he knew I wrote a book as well called The Gifts of Finding God's Love, Guilt, and Shame, Turning to My Shine. And he didn't want my sister-in-law to get that book. He's like, don't give her that book. I'm like, why not? Don't give it to her. Okay, is there a problem? I mean, it's not a big book. It's really short. You don't want her to get it? No. You don't want to listen to the podcast either? So what's really going on? It's like the hide and cover of things. And God doesn't move in deception. God doesn't move in betrayal. God doesn't move in the hidden. God doesn't move like that. And when people do that, it's like, it makes you wonder, like, what exactly are you hiding? You trying to hide from God? You know you can't hide that from God, right? You know you can't. You're trying to hide something from God. Do you not know he knows everything? And you're sitting there trying to hide. He's excellent. He's amazing. And he knows all. What are you talking about? You're trying to hide, but you can't. So I focus on how the Lord is excellent. You can look back at your life. And whatever you're going through, point blank period, there's a reason for it. I don't know the reason because I'm T. Drake and I'm human. Like y'all. So I don't know, but I do know one thing, that if the Lord is taking you through something, taking you through a certain thing, there's a reason for it. So once you step away from the, well, I don't know, and I'd rather not, just if you sit back and just meditate on the amazingness of the Lord and just think, Lord, what? So I'm going through this thing, Lord. So what are you trying to teach me? What am I supposed to learn from this? And you know you've moved into something different because you can realize your test is over because you're no longer going through that thing. But it's built something in you. It's built that endurance. It's built your Christian character. It's built that up. Your perseverance to continue to endure even when things get hard, even when the going gets really rough and things look really dismal and bleak and dark. It's the midnight of nights in your life. Still a hope. Wonderful, marvelous life. Lead you and show you, listen, I will be there when nobody else is. Died so that salvation. Always interceding on your behalf. How amazing that is to have someone that's always looking out for. Sleeping on this. He's not sleeping. T. Drake did what? Oh, God. I don't know what happened. What'd she do? I forgot. Oh, let me intercede. You can't intercede now. It's over and done. I've already gotten her. Wait, Lord, wait. I forgot to intercede. Oh, Jesus doesn't have to forget. He's always, right? And that some of us want, we have that advocate. We have that person that's always in our corner fighting for you. I need you to fight for me. I need you to fight for me. And he does. Will, still, forever and always. So when you think about this scripture today, this passage today, think about How is the Lord excellent? How excellent is he? How amazing is he? Everything that he's created, everything underneath his hand in heaven and in earth. Wow. Praise him for who he is. And thank God for you, who you are in him. I'm thankful. I'm thankful today. This morning, I was up early, and this will be my last story time. Welcome in. So this morning when I woke up, I was reading one of these scriptures. I was kind of battling before with myself, like which psalm I want to read, because I had read Psalm 6. Like, oh, that's a good one. And then I think I went over to Psalm, the other psalm I was looking at. I was trying to read some of Psalm 10. I was like, oh no, wait, what about this one? I was like, wait a minute. No, just stick with the one I had in mind first and just read Psalm 8. I'll try to read all the scriptures. Like, wait. I can't do them all. I have to select just one. And I said, just start with the one, the Psalm 8. Just do that one. Do that one. And then the next one, you can do the other one, right? But I was so moved and I was sad. Not sad about me, but like, Lord, you're so amazing. And I was crying all over by myself, reading the Psalms, like, Lord, you intervened in my life. And I'm here because of you. You saw me, Lord God, and you allowed me to be here. Because truth be told, if my mother would have had her way and God not intervened, no, Cheedrake would be existing right now, and this would not even be a thing. So am I grateful to the Lord for everything in my life? Absolutely. And I think I was crying too, because I remember the passage that I said, I want to hear that. Go, and I'm go before the Lord. I want to hear him say, well done. I don't want to hear him say, depart from me. I never knew you, worker of iniquity and lawlessness. Like, that's horrible. Like, I don't hear that. Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I'm so sorry. Like, don't say that. Lord, don't say that to me. But some people will get that statement when they say, Lord, Lord, I professed in your name, cast out demons in your name. Lord, I've done all these things in your name. I have done all these things. And Jesus will say, okay, so what? I still don't know you. Depart from me. Like, oh, no. And there you go. That's the end. There's no war. How scary, and what a very, very scary. Like, to me, that's a scary verse. That's a scary verse. Depart from me. I never knew you. No, I want to be known by God. Forget everybody else. Jesus, do you know me? Do you know me? I know he knows me. I know he knows me. And I trust that the Lord is you. And if you don't know him, I hope you get to know him. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear depart from me. I don't even want to hear that, Lord Jesus. I don't want to hear that. I just want to hear, well done. Made it. I made it. I think it was funny the other day. I was listening to Pastor Alistair Begg. And he had this little snippet. And it's talking about angels. He made a whole thing. I like it when he does those things. And I like it when people do that. I do that sometimes too, where you create a whole conversation and somebody ended up in heaven. And angel said, well, how did you get here? I said, I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean you don't know? I don't know. I just got here. How did you get? Hold on. Let me go get my angel supervisor. I don't know how he got. Well, do you understand the doctrine of salvation? No, I've never heard of it. Do you understand this? Do you understand? Like, who told you you could come? Man on the middle cross said, oh man, Jesus Christ was in that middle. He said he could come. Man, I about wanted to shout and throw my shoes up like, yes. I said, if you say anything else, well, I did this and I did this and I. There's no I for me. Why am I evil? Even able to trip it over my own tongue. How am I even able to go to the kingdom of heaven. That is how the Lord Jesus Christ said, how excellent is that? Meditate on that. That's amazing. That's a far cry from me worrying about my mother. It hurts, you know, every little bit, you know, to know that she really didn't want me around. That explains all the evil things that she's done to me in my life. It is what it is, right? Try to get me committed to psychiatric work so she can get all the money. Like, that's evil, but it's fine. Yeah, that's what it is. But I just want to encourage you today, as I encourage myself to, the Lord does have a plan for you. When we seek to find our purpose is and our identity is in Christ. No other purpose matters. People are always saying, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? What's my purpose? Purpose, purpose. What's my purpose? To be about your Father's business. Go into all the world and share the first admission, every bonus. And how you go about doing that is also a bonus. If you do it on whatever medium, however you do it, just as long as you do it, because the command was to go. It didn't say how, it just said go. So you go. You go and you do whatever you have to do, allowing the Lord to lead and guide you and just show you where you go. As you live out your life, the Lord will let you know where you're going. And I'd always say this, if you're a parked car, we'll just use that as an analogy. If you're a parked car and you think you're going to do something for God and you're not moving, you're not doing. You got to be moving. But what if I go the wrong way? Listen, if you're moving, God can change your direction. You might think you're going one way. God says, no, but you're moving. Let me direct you over here. You need to go this way. That's all. You've got to follow and trust the Holy Spirit leading you. And if there's something you want to do, do it as unto God, not as unto men, not as unto fame, not as unto notoriety, but do it as unto God. And that's what matters. Regardless of the church hurt from people, because when people get hurt in church, that's not God. That's hurt people. And then they shake their fist at God, like, God, I hate you because, you know, you allow this to happen. No, those people made a choice and a decision to do those harms. And they are the ones. That's not a thing that God wanted to happen. Those people selected and made a choice. And they're wrong for that. So while you're going on your day today, I hope you will meditate on Psalm 8 and think about mindful of us. He is very excellent, amazing, and I'm thankful every day to be alive, to even just be here. I don't know how long I have here, you know, but every day I'm going to live it out to the best of my ability. And I'm going to continue to share, no matter what naysayers say, and no matter who doesn't like it, it's okay. That's fine. And I hope you do that too, that you resolve to keep moving forward in faith, and that you know you're going to walk by faith and not by what you see and not by what people say about you, because people are going to talk, and they talk all day long about everyone, whether you're doing good or bad, they talk about you. Let them talk. If they're going to talk, hey, listen, call me a holy ruler, Bible thumper, holier than thou, whatever you want to call me. I'm not any of those things. However, I understand what you're trying to say. You out here preaching about Jesus. You out here in the word. Well, yes. If I wasn't, then I'd be a hypocrite saying I'm a believer. But there's nothing in my life that shows I even care about the Lord. How can you be this so-called Christian? I don't ever hear you speak about no scripture. I don't ever hear you in no Bible. You always talk about gossip. You always talk about, that made me question you. You can't be. You must be one of those fake ones. Just slap a Christian tag on you and call you good to go. No. We want it to be a lifestyle. take it on and off when you want. I'm a Christian today in this group, and I'm not a Christian today over here. No, you walk that thing out, regardless of who's going to be like, boo on you. That's fine. Boo on you too. Because I know who I believe in. I know where my trust is. I know where my help comes from, Lord. And regardless of what happens, as the Lord will take care of that in due time. Because vengeance is the Lord's, and he will repay. So there's no need for me to get all bent out of shape. Lord, did you see what they did to me? Lord, get them. Lord, do something. Choke it up myself and try to scream at the same time. Try to let God know. No, no. The Lord is very well aware of things that are happening. So I pray for those and pray that the Lord would have mercy on them. And when I do something to other people that I may not even know, and sometimes people are offended by me, I don't know all the time. They just look at me and make a weird face. I've offended them. I don't know how, but I just pray the Lord don't get me because I don't know. Sometimes we offend people we don't even know. In this day and age, people are offended about everything. It's crazy how people are very, very sensitive to everything, offended by everything. You can't say anything. Things aren't funny anymore because they're offended. Like, how dare you? I'm offended. Like, really? What did I say? You said the sky is blue, but it is not that kind of blue. There's a hue blue. Well, it doesn't really matter. Oh, I'm offended. You talk to me like that. Really? I mean, seriously, can't we just have a normal conversation like back in the day, wherever that was, back before it was a thing to be offended all the time? Can we just have a normal conversation? Can't you agree? Yes, it's a blue hue, but can we just agree it's blue? Not that it's not like a dark blue, not a navy blue. Listen, I'm not even trying to argue with you. You want to be argumentative? I really don't have the time. I'm going to go sit down somewhere and go pray and read my word. And then I'm going to go write some stuff in my journal and have a great time and go dance like I'm crazy. And I don't have to talk to you anymore because I'm not arguing. Like some people, it's not even, and there's not even a point to do it. So don't. Don't entertain it. If you find it's coming, be like, yeah, this is about to be an argument. I gotta go. So I just want to come on and share this today because there was a lot that was going on in my head. And there was a lot that I had to, once again, go to the Word and be thankful for. That I have amazing Lord God that I serve. And that I'm thankful that he provides grace and mercy. He doesn't have to do anything for me. He doesn't even have to let me talk right now. He doesn't even have to give me my breath or my sight or my ability to walk. None of that. I could be worm food. Just done. Just gone. But he woke me up today. Said, you know what? You get another day. Thank you, Lord, for the present of today. Tomorrow is gone and can't wait forward to the future. I won't have anxiety about it. I want to live in the moment. You guys enjoy the present because it truly is an amazing gift that he gives each and every one of us. So if you're breathing today, you're blinking today, you're laughing today, you're smiling today, you're walking, coughing, sneezing, whatever today, thank God at you. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Okay, thank you, Lord. If you could do that, thank God. So I am going to get out of here, and I hope you guys are going to have an amazing day. I was going to do my Clubhouse on Saturday, but I think I'm going to take a break from Clubhouse for a little bit and just relax. Saturdays, I might pick it up, I don't know, at the end of the month, or maybe just start over in June. I might do June. So if you guys are going to do Clubhouse, we're not going to have it for the rest of the month. I did last. The last one is there, so you can check that one out. I was there doing it by myself. Like I said, sometimes I'm there by myself, sometimes other people join, but it's a hodgepodge of you don't never know who's gonna be there. So I'm gonna take a break, and then I'll figure out the next topics that we'll have over there. So I appreciate you guys tuning in, and if you haven't tuned into the podcast God's Gift Through His Word, I hope you do. And if you haven't read or heard the book The Gift of Fighting God's Love, Guilt and Shame Turned Into My Shine, You can get that anywhere, that Barnes and Nobles, Amazon, Walmart, wherever you want. And it's not that long of a book either. It's like 25 pages. That's not a book. Yes, it is. So anyway, I hope you guys have an amazing day and smile today. And a big kiss from me to you. Remember, I love you with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord loves you immensely, way more than I ever could. And remember to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do whatever the Lord lays on your heart. You guys take care. Have an amazing Friday, you guys. Have an amazing day. And thank you so much for tuning in. Take care, you all. God bless.
Thank you for your listenership. We appreciate all your support over the years. Continue to support the God's gift through His Word all year long in 2023. Be blessed and share this podcast with anyone you know for encouragement and inspiration.